Of the Amitraxin and the Peroches, that the Bechastrin didn't have the Amitraxin, it had a Peroches, so that obviously explains a little bit about what it's doing here. Maybe some more details, if you look in Toras Chaim, maybe we'll come back to, but basically that's the Shaiches. So meanwhile, we're learning a little bit of Vinyanim and Sechta Megillah, which we have the Sugyas of Beis HaKnesses over there, so we're tucked away here in Gimel Veis, a few lines of Gemara that discuss a specific halacha of Hilchos Beis HaKnesses. Rav Chisda is telling us, Lo lister inish beiknishta, ad debani beiknishta achriti. It's usher for somebody to demolish one Beis HaKnesses until first he builds another one. Why? So two reasons are given. Ika de'ami mishum pshiyusa, ika de'ami mishum tsiluye. One reason given is mishum pshiyusa. Rashi explains, Dilma misrami ones, Upashi v'lobanu achriti. Rashi teaches pshiusa, not that it was pshia from the beginning, but what happens is, meanwhile, something will occur, and as a result of the onus, it will morph into a pshia, and then they'll end up not ever building it again. Rashi's mashba, it's not just about the time, that's going to be a long time, it simply will be, end up ever being rebuilt. So if you don't have another Beis HaKnesses in place, so you're not allowed to demolish one, because you end up a situation where you'll have nothing. You won't rebuild it. The other answer, the other explanation is some tsiluye. Tsiluye is davening. Kozman abinyan, a place to daven. In other words, you have to have another Beis HaKnesses so that you have a place to daven. Otherwise, you won't have a place to daven in the interim. Two different reasons why it's us. The Gemara goes on and says, what's the nafgamina between these two reasons? My Beinayu, Ika Beinayu, the Ika, here we have two girsos. The girs of the Rush is the Ika Asra with Tsuruye. That there is a place to daven. Duchta with Tsuruye. That's how they bring from the Rush and others. In other words, if you had a place to daven, so the reason of Tsuruye doesn't apply because you have a place to daven. But Pshia, there's still a Pshia because it could be that it will end up, you won't be rebuilding the other shul that you demolished. The other girsa sounds like if there's another shul, but nevertheless it would suggest that nevertheless there's still the time of Pshia anyway, because the first shul is not going to be rebuilt, and there's still a concern. If you're not Goris Bekishtachriti, then it could have implications. Then if you have another shul, could be that all would agree. But nafkamina would be, if you have just a place to dive in, that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be long-term. So in terms of the Svarat Tsuruye, as long as you have a place, you can rely on that. But as far as Pshia is concerned, we want to make sure that you're going to have a shul, and this shul may never be rebuilt. So before we go on in the sugya, so this is the basic halacha, and the two reasons given in nafkamina, we have to know, of course, which reason is the reason that ends up holding up the halacha, and so on. But if we step back, just before we even go further in the Gemara, there's a very simple question and a larger issue that has to be addressed. Because the Gemara is giving two reasons that seem to be technical reasons to Rabbanan. It's Usser, it's not the Raisa. It's an Isser to Rabbanan, either because of Pshiyusa, or because of Tsuruye, you have to have a place to daven in the interim, or because of Pshia, you may end up not rebuilding it. But L'chaira, in the very act of demolishing a Beis HaKnesses, potentially here you have an Issa d'oraisa involved. What kind of Issa d'oraisa? So this is what I brought you from the Mordechai in Megillah, but let's backtrack and quote the pasuk that he's quoting and see a little bit more about this pasuk and the implications. Because it could potentially be d'oraisa, and even if it's not d'oraisa, it's still another issue that's not mentioned in the Gemara. So we have to know whether that application to Beis HaKnesses is mamish d'oraisa or not, but either way, it's an issue that's not raised in the Gemara. So we still have to figure out what happened to that issa. What's the pasuk that we're referring to? The pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. Parshas Re'eh begins with talking about having a central location for offering karbanos, and before introduces this idea of going to a makom asher yivchar Hashem lasum es shemo sham. So the Torah begins by describing how the Avodah Zarahs in Eretz Yisrael were positioned a lot of different places. And it tells us the mitzvah of Abe to Abin is called Makomas Sha'avdu Sham Hagoyim. This is a Yud Beis Beis in Dvarim. You shall destroy all those places that were used as places of worship. Al haharim haramim v'al advaros al koetzvan, destroy these avodah zaras. And now specifically, next pasuk, pasuk gimel, describes the parts of avodah zara, the parts, the structures that were used for the worship. V'nitatztem es mizbechosam, you shall crush the altars of avodah zara. V'shibartem es matzevosam, those are the single stones, matzeva, they were also commonly used. Va'asherem tisufun ve'esh, the trees that were worshipped, u'psileh elohem tegadeyun, to cut down the idols that were of the images, v'yibaltem es shemam min amokamahu, to completely wipe out their name. These are all different aspects of the halacha of being misharish after avodah zara. And then comes the following pasuk, pasuk dalet here. Lo sasun kein l'Hashem elokeichem, you shall not do so to Hashem. And then it goes on, Kiyam alamakum asher yivcha Hashem mikol shevteichem wasam esmo sham, to the place that Hashem will choose, you shall seek out His presence, Hashem nesidra shuvas Hashem. What does it mean, lo sasuch, in that pasuk, right after describing how these avodah zaras were positioned in all these different places and you are to destroy them, then it says, lo sasun kein l'Hashem elokeichem kiyam b'amakum asher yivcha. So what's the pshat? So the Pashup Shat, Rashi initially says, in Pashup reading Chumash, how do you touch the words? Well, Sasun Cain, in what regard that they had a way of worshipping their gods in multiple locations. There were Harim, Haram, Hagvos, every mountain had another idol on it. And Hashem is saying, when it comes to serving me, there's going to be one central location, the Makom HaShivcha, which ultimately was Yerushalayim. That's where you're going to come to bring your karbanos. L'sasim kein, says Rashi, l'hafti l'shamayim b'chol makom. That's why the Yisrael Shvuti Chutz, of course. You can't offer your own karbanos once you have the Makom HaMikdash that was chosen as the place. Kiyam b'makom HaShivcha. That is one pshat in the pasuk. But then comes a drasha. The Rashi quotes, the Makor is in the Sifrei. And Rashi quotes, Davar Acher. What's pshat? Lo sasun kein Hashem elokeichem. This pasuk, Lo sasun kein, becomes a lav in the Torah that relates back to what was just mentioned in the previous pasuk. The previous pasuk talks about destroying the mizbechos and the matzevos, all these structures that were used for avodah zara. Lo sasun kein Hashem elokeichem is an iser lav in the Torah to do such to structures that are used in the service of Hashem. Says Rashi, according to Sifrei, v'nitatzim es mizbechosam v'ibatim es shemam lo sasun kein. Azhara, number one, the mochik es Hashem. This is what we all know is an isur mochik es Hashem. If you have an example in it written out, Hashem's name, let's say in a scroll, so you're not, it's an isur deraisa, an isur lav, to be mochik es Hashem. All kinds of halachis in safras, in terms of situations, what's called mechik es Hashem, what's not called mechik es Hashem, letters that are nitfal before and after, and all the details is halachis merubos, hilchus mechik es Hashem. The makar of the iser is this pasuk, because it says right before, v'ibatem es shemam, lo sasun kein. For our purposes, it's what Rashi continues with, and that's what we're going to soon talk about regarding Beis HaKnesses. As haru mechik es Hashem, u'gnotates even min ha-mizbeach, O min ha'azar, Russian Rashi. Notates Evan is to take a stone from the Mizbeach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Beis HaMikdash, or the Azara. So v'nitatz them as Mizbechosa. So the Kara, the counterpart to the Mizbechos that were used for Avodah Zarah, is the Mizbechos that were used for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Beis HaMikdash. So if a person would break a piece off of the Mizbeach indestructively, he'd destroy it, or the Azara, Rashi says, all of this, the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, if you would destroy a piece of the structure of Beis HaMikdash, that's a violation, doraisa, of the Isser of Lo Sasun Kein Hashem Elokech. Now, the Lashon of Rashi from the Sifrei notates Eben min HaMizbeach o min HaZara. The Rambam mentions this halacha in a few places in the Yad HaChazakah. In Hilchos Beis HaBechira, we did yesterday from Beis HaBechira, a different inyan, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Zayin, V'chein, hanotates even achas, min ha-mizbeach, o mikol ha-heichol, o mibein ha-ulam v'la-mizbeach, derech ha-shchasa, that's important caveat, loke. The Rambam says a person will get malchus. One of the lavin that is a mice involved that gets malchus is hanotetz even achas min hamizbeach o min mikoa heicho mi ben uma mizbeach. Interesting how the Rambam. We know that the Beis HaMikdash had different areas, different zones. We know the beginning of Perek Aleph of Mishnayos Kelim talks about Eser Kedushos, right? Different zones of Kedusha, the more Kadosh, the more restrictions in terms of who could go, right? So the Rambam describes, you have the Heichal, we have Kodesh HaKadoshim, of course, we have Heichal, we have the Ulam, we have what's called Bein HaUlam LaMizbeach, it's its own status in terms of Kedusha in the list. And then we have, of course, Mizbeach itself, and that's called the Azara, Ezras Yisrael, we have Ezras Kohanim. What do we have before that? Ezras Nashim. Those who know, you have your word Mishnayos Midos, who just come across any of this. The Rambam's Lashon is interesting, because how far do you go in terms of Beis HaMikdash, and then perhaps even extending it? Hanotes Evan min HaMizbeach, o mikol HaHeichol, o mivena'um HaMizbeach derech hashchas ha'loke, shenema v'nitatztem es mizbechosam, the Gomer will sasim king Hashem Elokeichem. Kach Lashon HaRambam Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Zayin. The Kesef Mishnah says, the marker is of course the Sifrei that we just saw Rashi quotes in Chumash. The Ein L'tmoa Al Rabbeinu Shekasav Omen Ahecho Omen Ulam HaMizbeach. The Mashma Dafka Hani. That's as far as it goes. Ulam HaMizbeach. Avu Azaros Lo. So what about beyond Ulam HaMizbeach? The rest of the Azara. If you take something from the structure of the Azara, the wall of the Azara, Chveis, the Pesach, the Shar. What about that? Don't assume that it's different. Shesamach al mashekasa pekvav misodi haTorah shehu ikur din zeh. The Rambam said it here. It's not the main headquarters. Where would I look for the main headquarters? Look in Hilchos Yisodi haTorah. So let's take a look. Follow the lead of the Kesef Mishnah. Misodi haTorah pekvav halacha zayin. So here the Rambam is discussing the inyanim of mechikas hashem, and then he also mentions the other application of losasim kain. And here he writes. Hasoser afilu even achas derech hashchas, important two words that we have to return to, min hamizbeach o min ahechol o mishar haazara lokes. This is what the Kesef Mishnah had in mind. Even though for some reason the Rambam stopped at ben ha'ulam lamizbeach in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, in Hilchos Yisodi haTorah he says mishar azar, which obviously includes beyond ben ha'ulam lamizbeach, even the area of the rest of the azara lokes. It's a violation of a lav with Malkus, Shenema Bavodazara, Kias Mizbachosehim Titotsun. It's really even the Tatim's Mizbachosun. I'm quoting a different pasuk for some reason. Uksiv Losasim Ken Hashem Elokeichem. So that's regarding the Beis HaMikdash. And the question is what parts of the Beis HaMikdash are going to be included? The Minchas Chinuch. You saw me getting a Mechaz Chinuch in the morning. Yes, so where would I find it? Taf Lamed Zayin, Mitzvah, Taf Lamed Zayin, Chinuch Shelo Rimcho Sifri Kodesh. This is how the heading is. Sifri Kodesh, Vashemos Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu, Aksubim Sham, V'chein Bate Avodas HaKodesh. That's the heading of the Mitzvah. This is Shelo Novad, V'nimcha Dvam Sheshem HaKodesh Baruch Hu Nikra Aleyem, Kigon. Anything that Hashem Hashem is Nikra Olav. We're not allowed to destroy. Kigon Beis HaMikdash, V'sifrei kodesh u'shmosav ha'yikarim baruchu v'al kol zeh nema losasim ken Hashem elokeichem achas shekodem ha'mitzvah la'avid avodah zarah v'limchos shema v'laros bateh ha'mizbechoseh ha'kulam mana v'omer losasim ken Hashem elokeichem. And this is what Mochik Etz Hashem and Sarifasei Hegdish and what we said now, breaking down an Evan from the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. This is the beginning of the Lashon of the Chinuch. And it goes into some of the details of the mitzvah, what's called the Shem Hashem, what Shemos are included, and other details as well. So the Mitzvah's Chinuch, here, starting in Os Yud Dalid, and then a little bit more further on in Yud Ches, U'mechlau Rav Zeh, Gamkein, in Os Yud Dalid, Hanotetz Evan Me'amizbeach, O'minahechol, he's borrowing, he's working off of which Rambam, he says? Mino Azara, the Rambam is Sodei HaTorah. Now, the Ayin Ba'orach Chaim, Simen Kuf Nun Beis, Sif Aleph Bahagah, that's the Ramah. Begam Beis HaKnesses Hadin Kach. So there's a Shulchan Aruch. See what the Makar of the Ramah is. The Ramah brings this I gave you, Hilchos Beis HaKnesses Kuf Nun Beis, which is the heading is Shelo Lister Shum Beis HaKnesses. This entire siman is really working off of our Gemara, these few lines of Baba Basa Gimon Beis. The Ramah makes the comment at the end of the siman, V'asa Lister Davar Mi Beis HaKnesses. There's an Isser to be Soser, something from the structure of a Beis HaKnesses. The Makar is a Mordechai. This is also I gave you. The Mordechai in Megillah. Because the Gemara says over there that even after Beis HaKnesses is Charev, it still retains its Kedusha. How do we know? But Pasuk says in the Chukosai, Vashimosi es Mikdesheichem. So even when it's a state of desolation, Vashimosi, they're still called, they're still Bikdushasan, and we know that Batei Knesios have a din of like a Beis HaMikdash. The Mikdash Ma'at. Va'ilehem u'Mikdash Ma'at. Says the Mardechai on that Gemara, that Beis HaKnesses Shecharav still has Kedusha. Ki Beis HaKnesses Nitra Mikdash Ma'at, says the Mardechai. Kidu kaman b'pirkin u'kach aser lintots davar mi Beis HaKnesses. It's an Isser Netitza of something mi Beis HaKnesses, the Sanya B'Sifrei, the same Sifrei that we just discussed. Minayin renotates Evan. Now the Lashon of the Sifrei is what? Min ha-heichal, or min ha-mizbeach, or min ha-zara. That's how he quotes it. Shul b'lo saseh. Tamu v'natim v'tatim z'mizbechosam, lo sasem king Hashem melokeichem. Now, does that mean that we have the mamish, the same chomer ha-isser? The Minchas Chinuch is a little bit hedging on this. He says, it says in the Ramah, Kufnun Beis in Archaim, the Gan Beis HaKnesses Adin Kein. No, the Rambam says if you do it from the Mizbeach, what's the consequences of that? If you get a Hasra, you get Malkus. Would there be Malkus for someone in time of, they gave, you know, corporal punishment? Someone would do this to Beis HaKnesses. You get Malkus also. Is it Mamish Adarab? It's Mamish the same Isser, the same Chomer Isser with Malkus as well. Tzarech Ionim Lokin Chutz Min HaMikdash. It's not sure. Then a little bit later on, in Os Yud Ches, he quotes the Lashon Rambam in Beis HaBechira that we read. Hanotis Evanachas Mizbeach O Mehecho Ben Ha'ulam La Mizbeach. Ayin Kesim Mishnah Shekasav. He only mentions these places. Lav Dafka Samach Hamash Shekasav in Luchos Yisodia Torah. Ayin Sham. Okay, but what does it say over there? How far did the Rambam take it over there? Azaros. Okay. Al Kopan Yilashon Rambam in Lashon Rafa Machaber, meaning the Chinuch. Nearer the Davka Ezras Yisrael, the Machne Shechina. You see, there's different darugas of Shechina. There's Machne of Machanos. There's Machne Shechina, Machne what? Via Machne Yisrael. So, the Machne Shechina is the Ezras Yisrael. Then you go out of that, then it's called like Harabais. It's Machne Levia. So it sounds like Azaros means the Azara that constitutes the Machne Shechina. Avo Ashara Zaros, like Ezra's Nashim, for example, Ezra's Kehanim, ain't Lokit. Ufi Zeh says the Chinuch, Mitchas Chinuch Kedarko, then there'll be an Afgamina because we know that one of the gates was not Niskadesh. They all were except for Shar Nikanar. There's a reason because they have the Metzora had to stand there with his fingers, Matan Bahonos, Ho Gemari, Vamis, other places. So Nafgamina, Ugabin the Titsa, would there be an Isidoraisa, would apply in that for Shar Nikanar. Gagin Valios on his Kadshu. Okay. V'hinei Milashon HaRambam, Shekasav HaSoser Min HaHecho, Min HaMizbeach, O Mishar HaZara, Efshar D'Davka Ezras Yisrael, Shehu Machne Shechina, Avol Be'Ezras Nashim V'Holad, Eino Machne Shechina Ki Yadua. If that were true, says the Minchas Chinuch toward the Mamish, the end of his piece here, the end of Tav Lamed Zayin, Ufi Zeh, what will Beis HaKnesses be? Will Beis HaKnesses be better than Ezras Nashim? Charinat. The MS says, where did the Rav get this from? Mizbeach Hechel Azara. Says, maybe it's only Mizbeach, but the Makar is attached to them as Mizbechosam, where Sassim came. So, Bechal, how does the Sifri even know to go beyond Mizbeach? Also not clear. The near the Upasha came to Azara Yeshu Kedushas Mizbeach. Okay, so it's Mizbeach is including everything, anything that has the same Kedusha as Mizbeach. This is the deal in the Minchas Chinuch as far as extending it to Beis HaKnesses. I had an interesting thing. I came across besides the two Rambams that I read you, which is in Yisodei HaTorah and Beis HaBechira, so where else would you want to look when the Rambam is codifying the Lav Elav? Where would you want to look? Sefer Mitzvahs, of course, right? And the truth is, there are two places you can look in Sefer Mitzvahs. One is the long Sefer Mitzvahs, which is separate volume usually, right? Sefer Mitzvahs of the Rambam. But then after the Rambam has that, when he gets into his introduction, he wrote to Sefer Mada, beginning before Hagdamas Rambam. After he does that, he has Minyan HaMitzvahs HaKotzer. You see, looking here, Minyan HaMitzvahs HaKotzer. And he goes through the same order that he had them in Sefer Mitzvahs, but he says it all b'kitzer, and there are diyukim one can make. And I want to read you a very interesting, striking diyuk. Let's start with the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs itself. Let's see if I have, I think I have brought it. Yeah. Lashon HaRambam in Lav number Samachay. Okay, Samachay. Listen to the Lashon HaRambam. Now, this was written not in Lashon HaKodesh, but more or less you can be Medayik anyway, but it's HaMitzvah Samachay. He, Shehiz Hiranu, Minetotz, Ome'abed, Batei Avodas HaKel Yis'ale. So the Rambam doesn't, and that's Losasik Hashem Elokeichem. Oh, kol mi she'avar al davar zeh, kigon she'yaharos shum davar min ha'hechol v'hamizbeach v'hadom elohem. This is the translation of the Rambam. Hechol, mizbeach, v'hadom elohem. So, it doesn't say Azara. He certainly doesn't say what? Beis HaKnesses. That's the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs Ha'aruch, in the number Samachay. Then you go to Sefer Minyan HaMitzvahs HaKotzer, which you find in the beginning, right before, right after the Hadamah, before you have the first, you know, halachas of Sefer Hamada. So I look at Samachay, Rav Samachay. Listen to the Lashon of the Rambam here. Shelo la'abed Beis HaMikdash O Batei Knesios U'Batei Midrashos. Lo and behold, a find. Lashon HaRambam, not in the Sefer Mitzvahs itself, not in the Yad, in either place. The two places in the Yad were not exactly the same. One went further than the other, as we saw the Kesef Mishnah noted that. In the Sefer Mitzvahs itself, it also doesn't extend to Beis HaKnesses. He's more limited also, even within Beis HaMikdash. But lo and behold, in the Minyan HaMitzvahs HaKotzer, which is right after his Hakdamas HaRambam to Sefer Mada, to the whole Yad HaChazaka, when he goes through B'kitzer, all the Minyan HaMitzvahs, Samachay, the same one, he adds, gratuitously adds, O Batei Knesios and Batei Midrashos. So here the Mishchas Chinuch is trying to figure out, is it Deoraisa? Is it Malkus? Is it Rabbana? Just one other Maramakam is this Chavetz Chaim quotes in the Urayim. You all know that in the Chavetz Chaim has the beginning. Before he goes through the halachis, he goes through the lavin and the assays and the arurin that one could potentially violate with speaking lashon hara in different situations. So, in his list of the assays, he has potentially a violation. Something always to bear in mind, of course, when you speak lashon hara, you can violate X, Y, Z. The koza afilu shelo beveis hamedrash, avo imedaber lashon hara urechilos beveis hamedrash o beis haknesses. Over old al mitzvus asay u'mikdashay tira'u. U'beis ha-medrash shalonu gamken b'chal mikdash, k'mo shembor b'poskim. So here he brings from the, and that's the Sefer Yireyim, also he brings this on the bottom, ayin b'sefer Yireyim, u'besmag u'besmak, shemashma midabem sh'u da'orai sa'ap izmanazer b'is ha-knesses shalonu. Now this has been again mikdashay tira'u, but the point is, if the Yireyim says mikdashay tira'u, has of application to Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash, so then I could also parallel that to Lo Sasun Kein. And again, that's the Rambam in the Minyan HaMitzvah Kotzer. So with all of this in mind, let's backtrack. So L'chaira, we read a Gemara that gives us an Isser to be Sosa Beis HaKnesses ad the Bani Beit Knesset Achrit. And we discuss one reason, Pshiusa, another reason, Mishum Tzluye. What about a whole other possibility? And that is the Isser that we learned from Bini Tatzdem, Lo Sasus Kem Shem Elokechem. If it's a Doraisa, wow, then it's Mamish, it's a Doraisa we're talking about. If the Mitchas Chinuch wants to push the idea that maybe it's only Drabanan. We saw maybe it's a Mashmos that even the Mikdash itself is limited, so maybe it's only Drabanan. But even so, we have an Isser separate from what we're discussing here, a technical reason, Pshiusa. What happened to the Isser of notates Eben Min HaBeis HaKnesses? So, what's the answer? Two words that we already saw in the Rambam, and give away the answer. When we read the Rambam a few times, the two Rambams, Derech HaShchasa. And that already appears in the Mordechai as well, and in the Ramah. In other words, the reason why we're not discussing that Isser is because that Isser has a caveat, has a Tanai. And if it's not Derech HaShchasa, then there's no Isser. This is true B'chikas Hashem, it's true for everything with Sassim Kain, only Derech HaShchasa. So the lashon of the Mordechai itself, when Mordechai himself, when he brings this there in Megillah, Tavshin Chavav, he says, "Vim natatz al menas livnos shari tahina titza binyan mikri." The Rambam formulated Derech HaShchasa. Here he's saying a little bit of a different formulation. But if the netitza is al menas livnos, you're demolishing for the sake of building, whether building in the same place, building b'mokam acher, that's not called netitza. It's not Derech HaShchasa. That's not called netitza. That's not l'sasim kein. It's only b'nitatzdem. It's a demolishing, a destructive act. But if it's for the sake of binyan, then that's not us. So this is what Ramah also, and the Ramah who quotes the Mordechai, v'asa listar davar beis haknesses el imkein osa amnas livnos kach lashon haramah. So now we have a way to think about this Gemara, to approach this Gemara. Mitzad the Isser itself of Nitatztem L'sasim Kein, Derech HaShchasa, only if it's not Amnas Livnos. But if it's Amnas Livnos, it's not an Isser. But wait a second, we're still not out of the woods, because what is Halacha then, as stated? So you can't demolish it unless what? Mm-hmm. Unless you do first the other one. Okay, now wait a second. Now you're from the frying pan to the fire, no? So now you've built the other one. So now you're demolishing the other one. What's Amnas Livnos? You've already built the other one. You're telling me you didn't have the problem to begin with because of Amnas Livnos. Elamai, you have another problem. Pshiusa, Tsuguye, whatever, Nafkaminas. Okay, so that holds you back. So now you have to build the other one. Nope, now you build the other one. Now you have the other Isser. Now you're being notates. It's not that. Now it is Derech HaShchasa. Now Amnas Livnos. You've already built the other one. No? Pash the Kasha. No? What's going on? What have we gained? What do you think?
Can you just say once I build the second one, it's Q that when I, like, that me destroying the
retroactively.
First one.
What?
Yeah, meaning once I build the second one, it's Q the first one never existed because it's supposed to be a replacement for it. So me destroying the first one doesn't really matter anymore.
I hear.
It's not Derech HaShchasa. You throw the Amanas in the other way.
It's called
Amanas to get to destroy the other one.
Right now, you built a new one because the halacha was you were afraid of Shia or Makam, we need a Makam to them. So now you were held back initially from destroying it, Amanas Livnos, because of these considerations in our Gemara. So now you built the other one. Now you go back and destroy. So you have to somehow classify this destruction subsequent to the building of the new one as an Amanas Livnos as well. That's what you're going to have to do. But how do you do that retroactively? What do you think, Ari?
You're not desecrating and limiting Hashem's presence and acknowledgement in the world if you're already building more shul, so that's like...
But you built a shul already. Okay, but that's our question. In other words, you know, al menas livnos, that's the condition. You're saying you only were destroying it for the sake of building a new one, so Chazal told you, this is how you're going to do it. Instead of doing it first, destroy, and then build, you build and then destroy, but it's all one process, is what you tried to say, I think. In other words, it's not like you can isolate now the netitza for itself and say, oh, now that's us, or it's not Amnas Livnos. You look at the whole situation from beginning to end as one unit. I'm guessing that's what you're trying to say, no?
I was trying to say that Derech HaShchasa is like defined as diminishing Hashem's acknowledgement and presence in the world. So when you build a shul beforehand, the total cumulative number of shuls is consistent.
Yeah, but I don't know. If let's say there happen to be a lot of shuls anyway, there's no Isser of Nitatzdem because there are other shuls around. L'maisa, for this shul that you destroyed, there's an Isser of Netitza. What is the fact that there's another shul? Every shul contributes to Kiddush Hashem, whatever the rationale is. Right now, you have to somehow connect it to the context here. Because the etzem, you could have, in theory, without this new technical reason, a pshius, pshius, or the other thing, you could have demolished in order to build. This is also called demolishing in order to build, even if you're doing it sequentially out of order. Now, how exactly you must be that? Yeah,
I think that goes according to what we were saying all the entire time, that it's almanat, that it's on condition. So once you build the new one, now the old one is being taken down.
So it's called, you're knocking the other one for the sake of the new one. It just so happens you built it already. It's called almanat livnos, even though the livnos was before the nitzitz. That's what you say.
I think what Ramon
Bir Halacha said. Good. So I found this in Bir Halacha. Let's see what he means. Good. Good. The Bir Halacha is only on this question. The last piece here, if you, I don't know if you have it, if you looked at it. The last piece on the Ramah that we just read, Elam kin osam nas livnos. So that's mutter. V'ha de mevor le'il. De mutter lister ayashan achash nivna chadash. But we said before, that's the sif here in the Simen Kufnun days, this our Gemara, that you can actually be soser after you build, because you have to wait till you build a new one, then you're soser. Hasam shiny. Why? Says the Bir Halacha. Shahaya ritzona mitchila gesasra utal elas abin lechadash. He wanted to be soser for the sake of building the new one. He goes with the reason of pshius. Chacham said, wait, hold yourself. Don't destroy it. First build a new one. V'abinyan hachadash banuhu ba'ofen zeh. And you build a new binyan in such a way, and therefore the stira of the old Beis HaKnesses was in order to enable the building of the new. L'fikach lo gara gam ata. Therefore, even though you have it here, but it's no worse than sosam nasgivnos. What could he mean? He just means a lumbish, a conceptual part. There may be a practical aspect, because you needed, when you built a new one, you had to have money for it, right? So, where you had to borrow whatever it is. How are you going to cover your costs for the new shul? How are you going to cover your costs?
You sell
the old property and the old materials. That, and he doesn't say it, but I mean, it could be that it's not like just a lump, it's a practical point. So therefore, the stira is on the assumption, because it's through the stira that you would be able to enable the building, even though the building technically happened first, so you have to stretch yourself because of these technical reasons in the Gemara. But meanwhile, it's called amnasgivnos because it was through the, it's only because of the stira they were able to build. Even though it turns out you build it first, but it's going to allow you now to be able to justify the course. Maybe that could also be what he means. Yeah, Lamaisa, this is just again an entry point into the sugya. And I think it's muchach really from the Hemshach HaGemara too that this is the case. That when you have the agenda is Amanas Livnos, there's no Isser. We're going to see a few lines from that. Gemara is going to ask about Hordas, right? Hordas rebuilt the second base on Mikdash. And meanwhile, the Gemara has one reason, right? The Gemara says, because there's no pshiyusa. Because a malchus does something, and they're not going to backtrack on it. Okay? But here we're talking about a hardcore losasim kain. Forget about all the extra discussion that we had about the azara, beis haknesses. What a hordas do. He destroyed mizbeach, heichal, lechol adeus, all the Rambams, right? So, and the Gemara says one reason is why, not because the Gemara says one passive reason, because pshiusa doesn't apply, because the Malchus goes forward. Yeah, but what happened to Assassin King? So what happened to our problem, those posed a question on Hordas? What has to be the answer? The same answer the Mordechai that was saying for Beis HaKnesses says, it's Muchach in the Gemara Gufa, because what has to be the answer? What happened to Assassin? There may be other issues to discuss with Hordas, but what about the Isser Assassin King? You know what's the terrace?
I'm not
Muchach in the Gemara. And this is not me, this is a Gra. The Gra on this, you know, Biksah, the Bir HaGra, on this Ramah, when the Ramah brings Ela in Cain, Soser Osam Nasalivnos, those last words of the Ramah, the Gra is Mitzayin, listen to the words of the Gra, on the words of the Ramah. El in Cain, Osam Nasalivnos, says the Bir HaGra, you can look afterwards inside, the Ha Beis Ha Migdash Gufa, Sasvei Hordis, Bebaba Basvasham. What I just told you. The Chain, Beis HaKnesses, Lo Yester Inish, Beis HaKnesses, Kanal. He's basically bringing the two rights. Hordis, meaning according to the lesson of the Gemara, that it was because of there's no, he's not going to revert, he's not going to back down, and the initial statement of Rav Chisda. So it's muchach in the Gemara twice that Amnas Nivnos doesn't pose a problem of stira, of stira beis haknesis. Elamai, something else. So that's what we're discussing, Pshiyusa or Tziluyeh. Someone had questions before. Okay, so this is just background to all of this. Okay, so meanwhile, we have interesting ideas about this love in the Torah in general, and as it might apply to Beis HaKnesses and so on. L'chora, now we have to deal with the nitty-gritty of the sugya itself. So we have two reasons given, and the nafka mina, where you have a place to daven, so therefore the tzuluye, the reason Mishum tzuluye would not apply, you'd be able to demolish first the Beis HaKnesses, the old one. But if the reason is Pshiusa, then it wouldn't matter. We still have to be concerned of Pshiusa. Continues the Gemara. A few more details. Reimar umar zutra. Sasri ubanu. They taita v'sisva. And probably, I think they add again ubanu, probably, right? Or v'sasri. V'sasri ubanu. V'sasri ubanu. V'sisva v'kaita. Kaita is the summer. Sisva is the winter. So they had, so it says here that they demolished and they built they kaita the Beis HaKnesses of the summer in the winter, and they demolished and they built up the winter in the summer. So what is it talking about? One Beis HaKnesses, or two? From Rashi's Mashma, there are two different ones. And what are the two different Beis HaKnesses? So Rashi says, they kaita besisva. Beis HaKnesses hayo lehem limos hachoref. They had a Beis HaKnesses that was used in the winter months. Namuch v'ksalim. Namuch, it was low. B'ksalim l'chavim, with very wide walls, insulation. In other words, achalonos mu'atim, not that many windows. You don't want the draft to come in. It's cold in the winter. B'pnei atzina. So that was the way that was constructed. The shul that was, for the winter months use, was constructed in such a way that would be more protected from the elements, from the wind, from the cold. On the other hand, b'mos achama, they had Beis HaKnesses achesh, avishalibo. The air was higher up, and they had windows, and they wanted the air to come in. So what did they do? They demolished the winter, the summer Beis HaKnesses during the winter, and they demolished the winter Beis HaKnesses during the summer. And exactly why? The Gemara is unclear. What's the basis? Why did they do it? Why were they allowed to do it? So the Rush just says a few words on this. We'll have to see in Tosis more on this, but just for now, the Rush says that they hold the reason of Tziluyeh. If it were the reason of Pshia, then there would be no justification. Because this shul that they're demolishing, we have to be concerned. Who knows if it will ever get rebuilt? So if the reason would be Pshiusa, then they couldn't do it. The answer is, but they had the other shul available. Now, what would that mean? Right now they did, but like, what would be a month from now when this next season changes? What does the Rush mean? Let's see the words, how the Rush says it. Neymar mazutra sasi ubana bekaita besisva ubeisisva bekaita inu savi mishum tziluye v'have lo duchta l'tziluye. What does he mean? They had a place to grab. What does he mean? They had a place to daven. So, right now, they had a place to daven. But in other words, in a few months from now, when the season changes, this we don't know if it'll be done. We don't know. So he's saying we know. We can assume. What do you think? Go ahead.
Are we implying that welcome? Not like that's not Roy Litzfila is not considered a place. Like why can't you leave the summer shul, for example, for the winter?
So it was obviously uncomfortable. That's the point. In other words, the summer shul lets in a lot of air, and in the winter it gets very cold. So they didn't want to use that in the winter.
They didn't have space for both, probably.
No, Rashi's mashma for the two different structures. Tosis has a shaila about this. But Rashi's assuming two different structures, and when it was a different season, they would demolish the other one. To rebuild, you know, for meaning to say that when it comes the next season, they'll have another they have a replacement in place, right? But meanwhile, they have right now they have the one that they're using for the season that they're in now when they're doing the work. But the Rush says, so if the reason was Pshiusa, we would have a hard time understanding how they did this. Tosa is going to have other answers, okay? But the Rush says the reason is because they hold the time is Nishim Tsuluye, and they had a way to daven. So I'm asking Pshat, what do you mean they had a way to daven? They had a daven right now. Yeah. Yeah, but we don't know the time. I mean, even their intention, if you're not choshish from Pshiusa, then it's assuming that you get to that season and you'll have...
Yeah, we're assuming that you're going to rebuild by the time you see the time.
Yeah. Okay, I hear. The other way to say it, maybe I think from the Mashah, maybe it's Mashah, but the way I think, is that Bedochik, you can use this one for the other season too. It's not going to be Geshmak. But the point is, we have a shul that we, meanwhile, we have. And whatever will be, you know, it's more comfortable now. Be less comfortable in a few months from now. But meanwhile, that's called Dochter Ritzuluye, even for the season that it's not the normal time that you use that show. But that's appropriate. Bedochik. Bedochik is called Dochter Ritzuluye. It's not called you have another Beis HaKnesses. It's called Dochter Ritzuluye. That it is. It's going to be a little cold in the winter because it's meant to be a summer show, and vice versa. But meanwhile, that's called Dochter Ritzuluye, even for the off season. Maybe that would be the Pshat and the Rush. That's one way to understand. Okay, we'll see. We'll come to Tosis. We'll see other ways to understand. Let's continue. More details in the Gemara. It's interesting. According to the Rush, we're pinning down, because we had two reasons so far. We're pinning down Mirma Zitra to the reason of Tzuluye. Let's see what happens as this sugya unfolds. The Gemara has a number of shilas. Amale Ravina l'Ravashi. So the question was, that's the Ravashi. Gavu Zuzi Umachti Mai. Rashi says, Gavu Zuzi Umachti So you collected money for the new shul. That's gavu zuzi umachti umunachim. Menachti means it's positioned. It's deposited. You could say umachti means it's munachim biyad hagabai. So the treasurer's got the money. They already did a campaign. They collected the funds, and the gabai, the one who's the treasurer, has got the money for the new shul. So what's the shayla? So what's the study of shayla? Zatbashi mi ikal amechash bepshius alo would also be necessary to first build the new shul before demolishing the old, or b'kehai gavna, a case like this, it's already as good as done. You've got the funds. It's one thing to say pshiusa applies if you haven't yet gotten the funds. Who knows what's going to be? And then there'll be an onus. Rashi says, and then next thing you know, forget about it. People are, you know, the depression hits or whatever, and who knows if you ever get the money? You've got the money already. The treasurer's waiting. He's got the money in the bank. So then what? Maybe it's okay. So what do you see in the Gemara? The Gemara is asking this within which reason. Shiusa says a smach that now we're working with that reason. So what did Ravashi respond? Amale Dilma Misramiluhu Sashara Nagirasa here as well. It says Bayas Pidyon Shvuyim. You might end up using this money for Pidyon Shvuyim. Sounds like only that. Not something short of that wouldn't be good. The other girsa that they say is no. Pidyon Shvuyim is the next response and the follow up question. But here it says Dvar Mitzvah. That's what their goal is, right?
Milsa.
What? Milsa, what's the girsa?
Milsa the mitzvah.
Milsa the mitzvah. That means to say that it's allowed. In other words, if you have money that was collected for the tzorach of a Beis HaKnesses, but now some mitzvah was necessary, you need to raise funds for some mitzvah, you can divert the funds to use it for that. So therefore, it's still a concern. Because you may not end up building the new shul, you may end up using the funds for something else. So then the follow-up question was, what about the Yavile Shvigi, the Yavile, and he'll give it to him. So now he asks the follow-up question, Shvigi Livni, Vahad Vihurdi, Umachsik Shurimai. So what about if Shvigi Livni, Rashi, Mesudarim Halavenim Zeal Gavzeh, you've got the pile of the bricks, one on the other. You just have to go and get the construction crew to put it in. So you've got the bricks laid up, one on the other. That's called Shragi Livni. Hadri Hudri, Rashi Meshupin, Umisukana Mehiti Agag,
Beams?
Yeah, you get the beams on top. There's another word for it. Either way, it's been smoothed out. So that's already done. That work is done. That's going to be like for the roof area. Machzik Shuri, again, that they're laying here, the beams are laying here. Mai. So now, listen, it's you're holding by building it, not just money. It's already, you already bought the materials for this shul. So what are you going to afraid now that you're going to be able to build it? You're holding by building it. Can you at least now, people are watching, they want to start the demolishing, the crew is waiting to come in already. So you've got to, you're holding by building the shul. Can you now start the demolishing? It's all going to work out. No, Amalei, Ravashi says, Zimnin, here we have for sure the Gersa of Pidyon Shvuyim, the Sramilu Pidyon Shvuyim. In other words, here already it's mashma, you can't sell the material that you're actually going to be building into the structure of the shul for stamadva mitzvah. But pidyon shvuyim, that's a higher level mitzvah, yet yes. So, amalei, ihachi fatigamah fil banonami. So then where do you draw the line? So what's it building the shul? Now, obviously, what didn't you do yet? Tosis is going to point out, what didn't you do? You didn't start davening yet. So it's now it's mizuman for Beis HaKnesses. It's built. You just haven't started using it. You haven't done the Chanukah Sabayis. You haven't had the first tefillah. Okay? But Umaysa, now you're telling me already now you can bring the demolition crew in for the old structure. What do you mean? Maybe Pidyon Shvuyim, right? Ein Chadar Sha'omid, what are you going to do? You're going to, you should take apart what you did and get ready and convert it into money to pay for Pidyon Shvuyim. It's more important. So what are you saying when you build it? It's enough. Kibanu nami beknish lecharita. When you build a new shul, Rashi explains, lo nistri la'atika. You shouldn't demolish the old one. Didom mesam pidyon shvuyim umesav nilei. They'll sell it. Not demolish it. They'll sell it for something else, and they'll have the money. Says the Gemara, no, you won't sell. You won't sell. Not demolish it. Sell it. The Gemara says, no, that won't happen. Why? Amalei, Rashi says, the rasi the inish lo mezavni. The rasi the inish lo mezavni. What does that mean? Does it mean you're not allowed to sell it? So what does it sound like? Yad Ramah, how did he learn it? Right. The Rambam is mashma, you don't sell it. You can't allow it now. The Yad Ramah says mefurish, that what? That you're just not going to. It's not likely, and therefore for that we're not choshesh. It's a milsa de los chicha, says the Adam. Yeah, you had a question, Yaakov, yeah. Before. Yeah.
So, you've analyzed here also, like, with the Burma Gilov and just collecting money, you said you could only go up a Kedusha, not down. So, when we say you want to do it for mitzvah, is that because it's a mean, but the Marsha, it's a Tanai, it's mitzvah. So, is it with, when you give it, with,
it's Kedusha, it's a Tanai, yeah.
Or is it the same Kedusha? Like, how do we look at it?
Whatever, I have to know the details. It could be because it's Tanai. It could be either, I'm not sure. It could be either one. Either Svar is good. But that seems to be the gedah here. That for Dvar Mitzvah, yes, but Pidyon Shvuyim, once it's ready, you have ready to mamish the material itself. It's only Pidyon Shvuyim, yeah.
Is Pidyon Shvuyim the level of Pikuach Nefesh or Stavla?
The Gemara says, you know, it's actually later here, I believe, in Baba Basra. Shvi is the worst, right? Is it Baba Basra? I believe it is. Yeah. And later in Shufan, the Gemara, got it to Gemara, stuck to Gemara. It's considered the harshest. Shvi la Shvi. Yeah, it's considered, I mean, it potentially the coolest new Beit Gemara says. Now, it certainly borders a Pikuach Nefesh, I think. Yeah, maybe that's why anything goes. But that's why the Yad Ramah assumes that you could technically sell the Beis HaKnesses once it's complete, but you're just not going to. Yeah. So far, we have, you know, a number of things we have to revisit. We have to come back and explain Mirma Mazutra's conduct. And now, meanwhile, the Gemara says, number of shilas that seem to be revolving around the reason of Shiyusa, and how far does that go? And the Gemara says, it can even go as far as when you have mamish, the materials waiting to be put into the structure, but nevertheless, something could happen and you won't end up building it, therefore you must wait till the Beis HaKnesses is built. Once it's built already, even before you dive in there, you can already demolish the other one. Continues the Gemara, there's another caveat, another other details that get mentioned in the Gemara as we go along. Continues the Gemara, and when did this halacha apply that you're not allowed to destroy one Beis HaKnesses till you build the next one? Lo amaran ella the luchazi ba tiyua. Tiyua means cracks. Of a luchazi ba tiyua, if you see cracks in the old structure of the current Beis HaKnesses, sasri ubani, then you may destroy it and build even before you build a new one. What is exactly the degree here of this of the tiyua? Rashi seems to say, Rashi writes, not to destroy the old one, cracks she mizuman lipo, that's holding by collapsing. Sounds like Rashi, that mamish, it's like a pikuach nefesh situation. So chora, like you talked the koch nefesh a minute ago, chora, it's pashut. The way it sounds like from Tosfos, Tosfos is going to equate teyua with certain situations that are just very, very difficult. Tosfos is going to use that mashal of teyua to answer the kasha from the Gemara before. Sounds like teyua doesn't mean mamish mizuman lipol at Rashi. Teyua means that it's, you know, it's not a good situation. It needs, you know, the engineers come in and they tell you this needs major repair. Okay, that's called teyua. Exactly how you define it, I don't know, but not as far as Rashi goes. Mizuman lipol. Kiha de Rav Ashi, Mar gives an example of this, that they were allowing to build a Beis HaKnesses before, destroy Beis HaKnesses before building a new one because of Tiyua. Kiha de Rav Ashi, Chazaba Tiyua, Bechnisha de Masa Machasya, that's where he was, his city. So he saw in that Beis HaKnesses there was the state of disrepair. Sasve, so he ordered it to be demolished. But what else did he do? V'ayo Lepurye Lohasam. He brought his bed there. Doesn't say exactly where. It sounds like we see Mamish there in the area of the construction where they're going to build a new Beis HaKnesses. He's under the sky. Velo afke, he did not remove his bed. Adinaskin le shvichi. Until they, Mamish did every last thing, including the little, what do they call them? The gutters, yeah. Right. Now, what's the Peshat? He put his bed there. What's the cheshbon of that? Rashi says, Ayipur yohasem kidei, shelo yisya'esh bibinyano. He didn't want to lose his, he was like a Baal Musa, right? He wanted to put himself a certain under a certain pressure. He didn't want to like despair, meaning to let go, to be less focused on the task that Shacham Vaksham Mitzarano. So he's putting himself subject to the elements of the rain and the sun, and he because he wants to be able to make sure that it not, you know, get delayed. Therefore he subject himself to this type of vulnerable situation. He moved his bed there in an open area where the sun and the rain is going to get to him and he'll be suffering in order to know we must move quickly. And he did it at Shifchi until the Mazev, until the gutters were fixed. The Rambam is mashma a little bit of a different taich in what it means here, that he put his bed there until they fixed everything. Rashi's mashma, he wanted to suffer. The Rambam seems to have a different shot, and Torah's Chaim here is medayik in the Rambam as well. The Lashon of the Rambam is, he writes, let's read Yud Beis already too, Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, in Hilchah, in Perek Yud Aleph. And so Srin, Beis HaKnesses, Kne Liv Nosachah Bimkomo, O Bimokom Acher, Av Bonin Acher, Ve'achach So Srin Zeh. The Rambam gives the reason, Shema Yerulan Ones, V'go Yivnu, like Rashi says, Ones, which will lead to Pshia. Then the Ram says, in Halacha Yud Gimel, Bamed Var Mamurim, Shelo Charvu Yisodosav, if its foundations were not getting ruined. Av Mucharvu Yisodosav, Ashenotuk Sal of Linpol, they're sort of beginning to collapse. Sosvin Oso Miyad, you immediately destroy it. Umaschilin Levnoso Bimehera Biyom Uvalayla. And you begin non-stop work, I don't know if that means 24-7, maybe 24-6, because lest it end up, you know, something throws it off and it will remain. So you have to go full speed ahead. So where did the Ram get this idea that in the case of Tiyua, it's Maschil Ivnosa bin Neher Biyom Valayla? What's the mocker of the Rambam? Where did the Rambam see that? Where did the Rambam learn that from? Kinnera, that's how the Rambam went Pshat. Different than Rashi. Rashi's focus is he wanted to put himself in a situation of uncomfortable. The Rambam is learning, he put his bed there because basically he wanted to be there all hours of the day and night. So that, you know, have a chop around a quick sleep and then he doesn't have to go back from his house back to the work site. So that any available moment is there to keep going. So there isn't any lag time. That's how the Rambam learned. That's what Torah's Chaim here in the Kovetz, you'll see it. He says that's Pshat in the Rambam. That's the Rambam's learning Pshat in the Gemara, differently than Rashi. Okay, another few lines just to get the whole picture of the Gemara, how it all connects. And the Gemara now brings this in connection to Hordas. In fact, the Gemara, Ubava ben Buta, Hechi Asvele Eitzel Lehordas Lemistere Lebeis HaMikdash. We'll see the whole story later on, that Hordas, Herod the Great, he renovated the second Beis HaMikdash, he was very known, as you know, to be a builder. He left it. That was his mark, his legacy. And he was very proud, of course, of one of his projects. He was the one who rebuilt the second Beis HaMikdash, and it happened to be with the Eitzah that we'll see the whole story coming in the Gemara later on, of Baba Ben Buto gave this suggestion that he do that as a sort of a tikkun, something of a tshuva of sorts to what he had done before. So the question is, but how could Baba Ben Buto give him such advice? The Amar Rav Chisda, we have Rav Chisda's statement that we just read, Lolister Inish Beiknishta Adabani Beiknishta Achrita. So certainly you shouldn't be able to destroy the Beis HaMikdash until you have a replacement in place. Now, you can't put another location, so I don't know what that means in this case. But okay, you're stuck. Maisa, that's Isser. Notice, the Kasha from the entire stem is not a Kasha. I'm not Slivnos. That was the Gra that we mentioned before, right? Remember, right? But Maisa, we have Rav Chisda's Halacha. Sigmar gives two answers. We just said now the law Amara, if there's a situation of you see that it's not in good shape, you can do it. So that was the situation at that point. It was built by people who were poor at the time. They came back, Esma Nechemya, and from the Gola and Bavel, and you know, they didn't have as much, and at some point or whatever, it didn't hold up as well. And I said that was the matzah then. One answer, Iboyesema. Malchusa shiny de lohadrebe. When it comes to the Malchus, there we have no concern that they're going to reverse course. The Amar Shmuel, I Amar Malchus Akaraturi. Akaraturi, if the Malchus says we're going to uproot a mountain, bulldozer, right? They're going to do it, and there's no turning back. So therefore, there's no concern. Rashi, Hechi Asvi Eitzel Lordis Kidamino Kaman Bishmaitin, Uksubi, it's also in Josephus Ben Gurion. So here too, the Yad Ramah is Medai consistently through the Gemara, that Gemara it seems to be assuming like which reason of the two. Shiyusa. The Gemara says with regard to Hurdis, right, the Lohadrabe. What happened to now? Here we have to think about something interesting. What's the other reason? Siluye. What's the equivalent when it comes to Beis HaMikdash? So the Yad Ramah is assuming, and this creates its own issue now for ourselves, that when Hurdis demolished the Beis HaMikdash, so during the duration of the binyan, however long it took, Mark took the cheshbon later, so there was no service of the Beis HaMikdash. The equivalent of Tzuluye is Avodas HaKarbanos. So this is what the Yad Ramah says, he's Medayik along the way in the Gemara earlier as well, but then over here as well, you see that the Maskana of the Gemara goes with the reason of Pshiyusa. And again, his Raya is Midkamina Nami Shani Malchusa de Lohadrabe Shmam the Time Shem Shiusa. The Imisham de Lakaduchta Achrina Litzuya, Ki Lohadrabe Mahavi. We don't have the Karbanos. It's a Pella. So it comes out that during the time of Binyan Hordis, so separate from what he said, oh, that's the technical reason of Tzuluye we don't follow. Okay. We follow Pshiusa. But meanwhile, Elmale, Karbanos, Lonis Kaimush, I mean, what? Mitzvah to bring Karbanos. Like, what about that? Prima Gadim is very bothered by this. Prima Gadim, here, Kufnun, hey, right? Kufnun Beis. He doesn't understand. Maybe they brought Karbanos without a Beis HaMikdash. There's a Shaila. Maybe you could bring Karbanos B'makom HaMikdash without a Beis HaMikdash. Makriapish Ein Bais. What?
Toras Chaim
as well. Yeah. Toras Chaim talks about this as well. Yeah. Toras Chaim suggests like that. Hard to imagine. Mamish. But that's what the assumption of Yad Ramah is. They were, we don't have to worry about Tzuluye, so-called Karbanos. What about the mitzvah to bring Karbanos? So Toras Chaim says along your lines also, he says it could be that they brought Karbanos during that time. What about the mitzvah of Asur Migdash? All the time you don't have a Beis HaMikdash. There's a mitzvah to have a Beis HaMikdash. So what about that you mevatel the mitzvah for all the duration of the building? The building itself is not called a bitu mitzvah if you're engaged in the binyan. Could be. The mitzvah is to have it though. I don't know, the mitzvah is the action. But either way, I guess if you're in a sake for the sake of building it, that's not a bitu mitzvah. Okay, so we have to see a little bit more the details of this, but at least I have a little bit of lay of the land to see some of the more details of the Beis HaKnesses, what comes out in the Tosafot. questions? Yeah.
Remember he was saying that in Rashi about the Korach, that something about the Korach.
Rashi's Mizum and Lipo sounds a bit to me like a stick of the Korach Nefesh.